Hi, this is Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. I'm Liz Fox. Typically, this segment is all about the people who work to improve the ocean. But this story is different. It's about how the ocean can help us. Last month, wildfires devastated families, incinerated neighborhoods, and rocked communities to their core across Northern California. The devastation in many cases was complete. Lives lost, houses leveled, and businesses burned. While firefighters squelched the last flames a few weeks ago, first responders took their first breaks, park rangers coordinated social services, and families whose lives were on hold made their way to Doran Beach on the Sonoma coast. They all knew inherently that the ocean could help them reset. And as people pick up the fractured pieces of their lives and begin their after-the-fire chapter, the ocean can tend to them, wave after wave after wave. Tara Carpenter works at the Cal Fire Air Base, where she spent the previous 11 days mixing water and powdered flame retardant, and then filling the air tankers that dispersed it.
This was the first thing that I was looking forward to when I got a day off. This is my first day off, so this is exactly what I wanted to do.
Carpenter grew up in Bodega Bay, where her family works in commercial fishing. Recently, she's taken up poke poling as a hobby. With a long bamboo garden stake, she prodded cabezon from tide pools and crevices with a very zen goal.
Sometimes I just come out here to not even the hopes of catching, but just relax, you know. It's very relaxing.
And science backs up what Carpenter and her family know from generations of ocean experience. In his book, Blue Mind, marine scientist and writer Wallace J. Nichols dissects the combination of the ocean's elements and their impact on our brains and bodies. The full sensory experience of being in, near, or on water calms and resets people's ability to cope with stress.
The ocean really is medicine. It makes our bodies and our minds work better. There's an important role, not just in the immediate urgency and sort of aftermath of trauma and disaster. There's that role of the ocean and in our waters, but it should have a long tail. I think there's also a role in sort of returning regularly and hitting that reset button, because the work that comes after any kind of loss and trauma is hard. It's relentless. It requires creativity and a lot of attention.
During the crisis, Sonoma County and California State Parks recognized people's need to be near the ocean. They waived fees, connected evacuees with in-town services, and shuffled non-emergency reservations. Chris Troutner, a park aide at both park systems, was stationed at the Doran Beach kiosk.
It can just be 20 cars deep of a line. You know, if I see kids in the back with masks on, I just wave them through immediately and just tell them, hey, we're just going to do what we can to get you in there and get you somewhere that's a little bit easier to breathe.
Troutner said the ocean was a safe, familiar place for people who are able to escape the flames or smoke in their RVs or campers.
I think when you have to go to a shelter, it kind of adds to the harshness of the reality of your situation. You know, to stay in an auditorium on cots, coming out to a campground, you know, especially if you have young kids, it can just be like going on a vacation, especially if they've come here before, it's somewhere familiar.
While the parks offer temporary places to stay, the ocean will continue to calm those who seek it in the long run. And surprising transformations can continue to happen at the ocean. Nichols describes in his book when groups of struggling veterans participated in surf therapy sessions and learned about ocean conservation, many found new meaning in life by becoming ocean advocates. Nichols said people in Northern California can apply the same concepts to their recovery.
And that may seem unusual in the face of such loss to say, well, you should give back, but getting out of yourself and your own loss and putting yourself in a position of service and purpose is one of the best ways to get through this kind of trauma. So the ocean needs us, we need it, and making that connection, if it's been a while, is a really good idea. And then taking somebody with you is a really good idea.
And that's an example of the ocean doing right by us. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio and KWMR, this is Liz Fox reporting in Bodega Bay, California.